What is epidemiology? Epidemiology is the study of the distribution and determinants of disease and other conditions in defined populations and the application of this study to the control of health problems. It is both a body of knowledge and a method of study. The primary purpose of epidemiology is to aid in understanding the causes of a disease by knowing its distribution, its determinants in terms of person, place, and time, and its natural history. Understanding the elements involved in the transmission of infection enables infection preventionists, IPs, to develop strategies that target specific areas in the transmission process. Key point: epidemiology, unlike clinical medicine, is population-based, and so it is useful for describing health-related phenomena in groups of people. Although epidemiology studies groups of people rather than an individual patient or resident, its principles are used widely in all areas of healthcare. Epidemiology provides information for community and preventive medicine, analysis of health assessments, safety programs, utilization review and management of resources, and health planning and forecasting. In particular, epidemiology may be used to examine key factors and results before, during, and following an intervention to determine how the intervention affected the status of the disease. This can lead to better information to use in the future by identifying common risk factors and successful transmission prevention strategies and determining optimal treatment courses for a given population. Epidemiology allows IPs and other healthcare personnel, HCP, to identify subgroups who have a higher risk of contracting certain diseases. This can help in directing preventive efforts and slash or allow for the modification of the subgroup's risk factors. While characteristics such as age and sex are not modifiable, lifestyle factors such as obesity, diet, and smoking may provide opportunities to modify and reduce risk. Other potentially modifiable risks may be especially applicable to contracting healthcare-associated illnesses, such as the use of invasive procedures, an individual having another severe illness, the lack of use of best practices for prevention, and the overuse or improper use of antibiotics. In order to yield accurate and useful information, epidemiology must look beyond the obvious and immediate relations around a disease. Because of the complexity of the relationships between host, agent, and environment, the focus of the epidemiological observation must be wide. Any factors that influence human health may be considered: the presence of infectious or chronic diseases, the use of substances like drugs and alcohol, diet and exercise habits, immunization and medical histories, workplace and home environments, and many others. Many relationships between a risk factor or treatment strategy and a specific outcome such as infection or successful intervention may be observed, making the understanding of association and causation and the recognition of the difference between them crucial. Association versus causation and Hill's criteria. Association is the relationship between a risk factor and an outcome such as a disease. It occurs if, as one variable changes, there is a concomitant or resultant change in the quantity or quality of another variable. There are three types of statistical association: artificial or spurious. These associations occur by chance and are often referred to as random error. They increase as the number of factors or variables studied increases. Indirect or non-causal. These may result from the mixing of relationships between variables, such as between exposure, disease, and a third unrelated variable, known as a confounding variable. The confounding variable may be associated with the other variables through a direct relationship with both. However, the confounding variable does not exist on the path between the two variables. When studies fail to control for confounding variables, artificial and incorrect associations may be identified. Causal. These result when one factor changes another, for example, when evidence indicates that a factor is clearly shown to increase the probability of the occurrence of a disease. In a causal relationship, the reduction or diminution of a factor decreases the frequency of the disease being studied. Key point: a causal association or relationship should not be confused with causality. A causal association is a necessary component of causality. However, there are a number of other conditions that must be satisfied for something to be described as causality. Note that error, such as random error, occurs in all studies. It is not possible to control for all sources of random error. However, systemic error or bias should be avoided. Bias refers to an error in the design or conduct of a study that results in an incorrect understanding of the association between the variable and the outcome. It may be caused by a variety of reasons, including the instrument, the observer, the data collection method, the case and control group selection, or an inappropriate choice of a statistical test, among other causes. It may result in the failure to identify an association when one actually exists or create an apparent association where there is none. The currently used criteria for causality are known as Hill's criteria. These criteria are equally applicable to infectious and non-infectious diseases. They use modern epidemiological methods to determine whether a factor is causal for a given disease, as shown in Exhibit 2-7. Exhibit 2-7. Hill's criteria for causation. Source: adapted from Samantha M. Tweeden, General Principles of Epidemiology, in APIC Text, K. M. Boston et al. Eds. 2022. Note that Hill did not see these criteria being used as a checklist, nor did he see some being more important than others. Therefore, not every criterion necessarily needs to be met. As cited in General Principles of Epidemiology in the APIC text, Rothman and Greenland state that only temporality is inarguably of importance. Key point: statistics cannot prove either an association or causality. It can merely suggest that an association exists. Prevention levels. One of the many uses of epidemiology is to apply the information that is gathered to various forms of disease prevention. There are three categories of prevention, which are sometimes referred to as levels levels: primary, secondary, and tertiary. Primary prevention involves the complete prevention of a disease before any manifestation of the disease occurs, preferably before the occurrence of any preclinical changes that may lead to disease. Examples of primary prevention include health promotion programs, such as wellness programs, and specific protections, such as immunization. Secondary prevention refers to early diagnosis of disease so that treatment can begin as early as possible and prevent, to the extent possible, further consequences of disease such as complications, disability, and death. It includes skin testing in tuberculosis, mammograms for early detection of breast cancer, and stopping smoking in people with chronic bronchitis. Tertiary prevention seeks to improve quality of life by reducing disability and restoring function to the extent possible. It occurs after the disease is well established and may include rehabilitation and organ transplantation. Stages of the natural progression of a condition and their relationship to these prevention levels are depicted in Exhibit 2-8. Exhibit 2-8: Primary, Secondary, and Tertiary Prevention in Epidemiology. Adapted from drawing by M. J. Clark, Nursing in the Community. Norwalk, Connecticut. Appleton and Lang, 1992. These types of prevention efforts occur across various healthcare systems, including public health initiatives by the government as well as facility and health system efforts. They also include workplace programs to improve occupational health. IPs must be aware of and target these prevention levels as well, as they play a crucial role in IPC plans. In that area, these programs may take many forms, for example, vaccination programs to prevent disease transmission or HCP education efforts to reduce the incidence of HAIs. Epidemiological terminology. In order to understand the results of epidemiological studies, it is important to be familiar with a number of terms. Many terms are defined throughout this learning system. Other terms are described in Exhibit 2-9. Exhibit 2-9: Epidemiological Terminology.